it seems to be what the district wants. It's always hard to say how has someone represented their district, because as you said, the district is diverse. So I'm sure the people that vote for Representative Rogers would think he does a fairly fantastic job. There's a that portion of Montgomery County and Macon County, however, that are often won by the Democratic candidate that may disagree with that and with some of those priorities. But overall, the district, it's just a solid Republican district.
Why is there no hotly contested race this time around when the past two election cycles we've had at least one or two?
I think in a lot of ways this is something that we see nationwide, and we have seen for a long time. Most of the time, House races simply just aren't that competitive. One of the things that you always talk about in a Congress course or an Intro to American Government course is how the Congress has traditionally had a very low approval rating amongst the public. But most people think that their member of Congress deserves to be reelected, usually well over 50%. So incumbents just have a huge advantage in House races. They win almost 97% of the time.
Is 2 years enough to really kind of evaluate a representative? So I guess my point being is, do you want to give someone more than 2 years to try them out if they don't really just offend you horribly in 2 years? Or is it just that much harder for an incumbent when, say, for instance, Rogers will be in 10 years now in the seat? You get to build up 2 years, 2 years, 2 years, 2 years, where it's a point where it becomes hard for an incumbent to lose.
Well, for a long time, we've called the House a constant campaign. Members of the House don't really have time to turn away from the polls, and an incumbent just has a huge advantage from everything from name recognition. Representative Rogers has been ending his campaigns fairly regularly with cash on hand, giving him a running start for the next race as far as fundraising and advertising goes. And I think what you said, as simple as it might sound, might be true, that as long as my representative seems to support the things that I support, and as long as they don't do anything, as he or she doesn't do anything that terribly offends me, they just get to hang around. Scholars have found a number of reasons for this, like I said, ranging from name recognition to constituency service. You know, one of the examples, the sort of a generic example, is when grandma's Social Security check doesn't show up and she has to call the district office and they help her get that sorted out, she's on board. And in many of these safe districts, one of the problems is challenger quality. The opposing party doesn't really see it worth the investment of the resources and the time to recruit candidates that they will get behind and then sink money into it just to make a race a little bit closer when they just don't feel like they have a chance to win.